This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that a major transformation has taken place in rail connectivity with the operationalization of the rail link between Jammu and Srinagar. Addressing the gathering after flagging off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said it will benefit passengers from all over the country by providing access by railway to the hilly region of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, keeping in view the rising passenger demand, the number of coaches in this train has been increased from 8 to 20.
Today, the train service between Jammu and Kashmir has been upgraded. The Vande Bharat service, which was inaugurated last year by the Honorable Prime Minister, has now been expanded from an 8-coach train to a 20-coach train. The service that earlier operated from Katra to Srinagar has been extended and will now start from Jammu. This will be a major benefit for all the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Since the inauguration of the railway line, the people of the valley have experienced significant benefits.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of State and PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh said the introduction of this direct train service to Jammu and Kashmir is set to significantly enhance ease of travel, improve logistics efficiency and promote ease of doing business across the region. The regular services of Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express will begin from Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday attended the Heads of Missions Conference in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conference, extensive discussions took place on strengthening India's global engagement through advancing trade, technology and strategic partnerships, while deepening the connect with countries' diaspora. The Defence Research and Development Organisation yesterday highlighted that BrahMos aerospace revenue has crossed 5,200 crore rupees for the year 2025-26. In a social media post, DRDO said that the new Lucknow facility has started rolling out the first batch of missiles within a year of commencing operations. It also said that BrahMos Aerospace is also steadily growing its footprint in the world market with two export orders worth 4,000 crore rupees signed in 2025-26, meeting a considerable defence export target set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. BrahMos Aerospace is meeting all the requirements of armed forces within stipulated timelines. The Election Commission, EC, has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECINET platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering the counting centres. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from the 4th of next month during the counting of votes for assembly polls in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in a newly implemented 3-tier security system. It added that at first and second levels, identity cards issued by the returning officer will be checked manually. The India Post Payments Bank, IPPB, yesterday announced the launch of its self-help group, SHG Savings Account, a dedicated service aimed at advancing financial inclusion and empowering women-led SHGs across rural India. The Ministry of Communications said that the account will provide a simple, accessible and zero-cost banking solution that aligns with national priorities of inclusive growth and sustainable livelihoods. Its features include no minimal initial deposit requirement, no monthly average balance requirement, maximum balance limit of 2 lakh rupees, no account closure charges or no QR card issuance charges. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.